Hello everybody, how's everybody doing? Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about relationships.
Hello everyone, it's Emma. I hope you guys are doing amazing.
Are you having a good day? How's your week going?
So today we're going to talk about relationships and I have a question for you. Have you ever struggled with a relationship or have you ever fell in love with someone? So here's the thing. I don't think I have ever fell in love with someone, but I know a lot of relationship advices from other people around me. Like, I just love to learn about it.
In my opinion, relationships is a working process. It takes time, effort, and experience to make it better. It takes a lot of communication, respect, meeting in the middle, finding common ground is so many things. I have so many tips to give you that I think that we may have to do another episode on relationships. Story time. This person I know was married for about 10 years. She had children and she worked full time. She told me that she felt pretty confident in her relationship. She trusted her husband fully, but she was very busy. She was very stressed out with work, you know, with taking the kids to school, practices after school. Every time her friends called her, she picked up the phone. She, in other words, she took her husband for granted. She thought that he was self-sufficient. Her husband is like the quiet type, so she thought everything was okay. She said that she forgot, you know, how to nurture her marriage. She forgot how to be grateful with her husband or how to communicate. She forgot to ask him, is everything okay? How are you doing? How your day went? And one day she received an anonymous call from her husband's office and someone told her, I suggest you check on your husband, come over unexpectedly, and see for yourself. And they click, hung up the phone. She was in shock. She was like, what is this about? So she didn't know what the message meant. The next day, she took off early from work. She drove to her husband's office. And when she got there, to her surprise, her husband was not in the office. And she asked the secretary, where is my husband? She said, well, he left with a coworker. She was like, which coworker? Well, a few months ago, we hired this new, very nice young lady, and seems like they went to drink coffee. So she was, which coffee shop? They explained to her where he was, and she decided to show up to the coffee shop unannounced. When she arrived at the coffee shop, she saw her husband leaning towards the co-worker, the very attractive co-worker, by the way. They were talking very close. They were gazing at each other's eyes, and they were having coffee, laughing. Seems like they were telling each other jokes. She was in shock. She approached them, and she says, hi, you forgot you have a wife? And she said her husband was pale. The woman had a look like she was very uncomfortable. And she stormed out of the coffee shop. Her husband followed her. Wait, let me explain. And she says, no, I'm not talking to you anymore. And she decided to sleep over a friend's house. She did not want to talk to her husband anymore. She was thinking about divorce. When she was thinking about divorce, suddenly the memory of when they met, that particular moment, happy moment, came to her. And suddenly she decided to speak to her husband. If he calls me, I will. Ask him why, what was going on in there. It looked like they were really, really getting along, like they had a crush on each other. She wanted to know why. Why he looked so flirtatious and he was so serious and quiet at home. So the next day, her husband called. She allowed him to explain Lucky for her, he communicated that he was feeling unappreciated for a long time, that she was not paying attention to him. She was not offering to help around the house. She was not thanking him for the little things he did around the house. She was not asking him how his day went. Even though he asked her, he took that for granted. And she thought that she didn't need to ask him because he was quiet and he was okay. So he said that he felt neglected and he felt that she was not nurturing the relationship. She was not telling him anything about, hey, this looks good, or change your shirt, that doesn't look good. She wasn't even looking at him. And this new, nice, kind, cheerful, good-looking girl was always telling him how nice his tie looks. I love your jacket. Oh, wow, you look like you worked out. When he offered to bring her like a glass of water, she was, thank you so much. You're so nice. You're so kind. And she was asking me, how's your day going? Can I help you with something? And she starts sharing like intimate things about her, her life, her problems with her husband, because she was married. So he said that he was feeling like they were starting to have an emotional connection, started as an innocent friendship, and then she started as an innocent friendship, and then it was starting to become an emotional. They were starting to have an emotional connection, and they were getting along very well. When the wife saw all this, and he realized that the marriage was in danger, he decided to communicate, so to give the relationship an opportunity to be fixed and give it another chance. The person I know decided to change and pay more attention to her husband and nurture the relationship. Now she tells me that everything is wonderful, that they have a lot of fun together, that they're always checking on each other's mood, they're checking on each other's needs as well, and they're always finding new hobbies to do together. They are meeting in the middle, they're checking on each other's emotional needs, and everything is working out beautiful. So lucky for her, they had a chance to fix it.
Oh my God, Tia Olgi, having a relationship seems a lot of work. It's like having another job.
Well, if you really want it to work, you have to put your best effort forward. And the most important thing is to have a commitment to make it work.
Exactly. And the thing is choosing?
Choosing?
Exactly. You gotta put a really good effort into it. And I don't know, it sounds scary because I think you never get to know a person until you live with them, and I've never experienced that, so I don't know what it's like, but I think love is beautiful. I will eventually enjoy it.
Well, have you ever been in a relationship when your dating is something almost perfect, and then when you live with someone, you realize, you know, no one is perfect, and then you start getting to know your partner's flaws, and then that's when you're gonna focus on beautiful things when you met, when you had nice dinners, great vacations, and other fun experiences that you shared together. Well, my friends, let me give you some quick tips how to help your relationship flourish. It's important to be compassionate, kind, understanding, listen, a lot of listening, a lot of communication. It's important to also forgive and to never go to bed angry. It's healthy to resolve any issues before you go to bed. Also, the more you connect in an intimate level with your partner or your spouse, the more love will flourish. Last but not least, learning to understand and let go of mistakes that you or your partner make will turn your life around and give you more time for joy, for a happy relationship. Well, my friends, thanks for listening to us. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, guys, I hope the tips helped and thank you so much for listening to us. See you next week. I'm gonna share my social media with you. My Instagram is Gemma Eyes, my TikTok Gemma Eyes as well, and you can find me in my YouTube channel like Gemma Eyes. So hope you have a wonderful weekend. Please support our channel, rating us with 5 stars. We really appreciate it. You can also follow us, turn on the notification bell to stay updated when we post something every week, twice. And if you like the episode, you can share it with your friends and family. Goodbye. Mwah.